Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Dream Playwright podcast. Nice to have you with me. I'm Timothy Pike, and you can always reach me at dreamplaywright.com. At some point on the road to publication, you'll probably find yourself wondering, should I try to design my own book cover, or should I just spend the money to hire someone to do it for me? There's no one-size-fits-all answer here, although I tend to nudge authors in the direction of hiring a professional. The 12-month author challenge offers some guidance on how to design your own book cover, but in the end, it's a decision you have to make for yourself. First of all, you have to consider a few things, including your budget, how serious you are about selling your book, and how confident you are in your own design skills. First, let's talk about budget. Please don't automatically dismiss the idea of hiring someone because you don't think you have the money. As I've said before on this program, what's important gets done, meaning that if you make something a priority, you will make room to accommodate it, whether that's by making time or by raising money. A good book cover design averages a few hundred dollars, and like anything else, you can go to both extremes and really pay as little or as much as you like. There are designers on Fiverr.com offering covers for $5, and there are artists at boutique design houses who command thousands, but most authors have found that somewhere in between is the sweet spot, and for a few hundred bucks, you really can get a commercial quality cover for your masterpiece. I tell you to factor in how serious you are about selling your book, because sometimes authors write books only to sell locally or just to give out to friends. In this case, you may not need to go for the professional look. But when your cover screams self-published, it makes it difficult to sell on a scale that would help you make a handsome profit from your writing. And as I talked about in episode 100, it would truly be awful if you spent an entire year writing a great book and the only thing holding it back was a badly designed cover. What I was trying to stress in that discussion was that your book will be judged by readers before they even reach page one. So if you know that going in, you may find yourself placing more emphasis on the very front. What you also want to consider is how much you trust your own design skills. There are tools and templates online that can help you with this, and you may be able to design something pretty sharp looking, but usually there's a gap between what you can design yourself using basic tools and software and what a professional can come up with. That being said, I've seen some pretty good book covers that were designed by the authors themselves, and they really stood out. So if you think you can do it, then go for it. Just be prepared to invest some time finding suitable images. This could involve several hours of scouring stock photo sites to find images that would work for your cover and would not be infringing on anyone's copyright. You'd have to select fonts and colors to complement the image you've chosen, know where to place the text and what size it should be, and don't be afraid to come up with several different designs and then show them to family and friends to determine which one people like the best. No matter what route you go with your cover, remember, this is a terribly important component of your book. It's the first impression potential readers will have of your book. And as you know, first impressions count for a lot. Do you have any questions so far? This podcast is based on listener feedback and questions, so you can ask your questions at dreamplaywright.com/feedback. Also, if you're interested in having a complete author website set up for you, one that can run circles around your free blog, check out dreamplaywright.com/authors, dreamplaywright.com/authors. Thanks for listening today. Remember, the Dream Playwright podcast is your program. So if you have any questions, comments, or suggestions, please get in touch with me at dreamplaywright.com/feedback. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time.